thing Bill Snyder's not, and that's a rookie coach. So he's been very, very successful. So, but a great way to start the season, absolutely.
Who looked at the K-State game and said, you know what, let's put that one on the schedule?
Craig and I, you know, we probably started talking about this 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, he's always wanted to play, you know, the Minnesota's, the Iowa State, Kansas State. I think, you know, he sees the style of football that matches ours, you know, the style of players. And I think at the time, you know, we really didn't pay attention, but they were a little down back then when we started talking about it. And obviously we got them signed a couple of years ago. They started on their way back up. But, you know, he's fine with that. He enjoys playing good competition. And, you know, there's a team that has a chance to go in there and compete. It's this team we have this year without question.
Well, and I have to tell you, we're of course, as you know, very proud to be associated with NDSU and to be the home of NDSU broadcast on the radio football right here. And I got to tell you, it was big to get Phil Hansen back in that booth. No offense whatsoever to Steve Walker, who did a great job. But people love to hear Phil Hansen's take on these football games. He's an NDSU legend, NFL legend. I mean, it's got to feel good to have Phil back in that booth.
It really does. Yeah, like I said, we really appreciate Steve. He did a very, very good job last year. And obviously Phil had other things going on, but we're glad to have him back. I'm anxious to hear his insight. You know, although I don't get to listen to his games, very just talking to him one-on-one. I really value listening to what he has to say and kind of how he looks at games. But, you know, it'll be good to get him back. I think he's excited to get back. And I think Scotty's excited to have him by his side again.
Have you heard from the athletic director at Kansas State? Are they a little overwhelmed by how many people are going to be coming down I-29?
You know, I have. I actually spoke with him several times. I saw him in June at our convention. And then, you know, when we first started talking tickets, they were going to give us 4,000. And I think they thought, you know, with their typical sales, they would be able to do that, and they figured we wouldn't take that many. Well, their sales went up significantly in regards to season games, the season tickets, because of their renovation. And then they just never thought we'd take 3,000. And when he called to ask if we could have some back, he said, nope, we're all done. He was surprised. He said, never since he's been there, and then his recollection, has a visiting team sold all their tickets unless it's a Big 12 opponent. No non-Big 12 opponent has ever sold out their allotment, and he's been very impressed with that.
Well, I tell you, they're going. I mean, they are going. There's people who have – I've got a buddy back home who's getting married. And there are people who are saying, you know what, I already sent the toaster because I'm not going to the wedding. I'm going to the NDSU game. People are fired up for this, Gene. And I know this is going to sound cliche, but this isn't the Gophers that you're playing. This is a good football team that you're playing, and just simply playing them is going to make you a better football team.
Well, it will, and you know, I think our players and team and coaches are excited about playing them. They know the quality of opponent we have. Obviously, went to a BCS Bowl last year. They've got, you know, there are a lot of people overlooking the fact that, yeah, they don't have a ton of returning starters, but the ones they do are really, really good. And, you know, again, Bill Snyder going into a stadium that's named after the coach. So that tells you a lot about the quality of his ability to coach a football team. And, you know, they don't rebuild at Kansas State these days. They reload. And that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, I think, Joel, there'll be more than 3,000 people down there. I mean, that's just the number of tickets we sold. But I know a lot of our fans are very creative and are able to get tickets on their own beyond the 3,000 we had in our allotment.
Well, and the other thing that's starting to really take off with Bison fans is even if they cannot make it into the game, they still want to be there.
They want to be there. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so they're going to be there to tailgate. There's a lot of people who will hang out during the game at that tailgate, or they'll find a spot somewhere close by the stadium so that they can just be part of the action. And it happens here at the Fargo Dome right now, and it happened down in Frisco, Texas. And that's a sign of success, Gene. That's got to feel great.
It does. You know, we have tremendous fans. They've been on board the last several years. Obviously, each year as we've had success, they more and more have gotten on board, and it's been fun. It's been fun to see them go to follow our teams, whether it's the Colorado State last year, Minnesota a couple of years ago, or this year Kansas State, obviously down in Frisco the last few years, and they are passionate, and they, you know, it's fun to be a part of. It's great to be. That's why I said like you said, a lot of people go down just to be a part of the atmosphere, even if they can't get into the game, because There's so much fun and excitement at the pregame events and the other events that surround the game.
Gene Taylor, athletic director of NDSU. The other thing I really like about these high-profile games like this that really aren't going to count at the end of the season for a lot. You and I both know that. They're just benchmarks. Is that Craig Bohl doesn't seem to go into these, whether it be Colorado State, whether it be the Gophers, whether it be whoever you put on that schedule. He doesn't seem to go into those with an attitude of inferiority. I mean, he goes in saying, you know what? They got a football team. We got a football team. We're going there to win. And I like the attitude.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He said they can put 11 guys out there. We can put 11 guys out there. And he believes strongly his 11 guys can go in there, not just compete, but have a chance to win if they play well. And he's done that every year. That's how he's talked about, whether it was Minnesota, Kansas, or Colorado State the last few years. And, you know, he knows this is a little different quality of opponent, like you said earlier, but it's the one opponent with this particular team that he has, with as many returning starters, that if they go in and play well, they're not going to just compete. They're going to go in with a chance to, you know, walk away with a very, potentially a very big victory if they can.
I do have to throw one concern that I have out, and I got in trouble because I said this to Mike McFeely, then he found his way on air and started sharing it with everybody. But if the Bison get behind in a game like this, which they haven't done, you know, they haven't found themselves 2-3 touchdowns behind where they had to really crawl back in. That will be a really big test of this Bison offense. If they find themselves a couple touchdowns down and Brock Jensen's put in a position where, you know what, you're going to have to throw, and you're going to have to throw a lot, it'll get interesting, Gene.
It could. You know, obviously, you know, if you think back, I saw a report last night, we haven't lost a road game since the Eastern Washington game. So, you know, these teams, you know, they have been down before, but like you said, I don't think in big amounts. You know, maybe last year Colorado State went out and scored right out of the gate. You know, Minnesota scored, you know, but we've been able to come back. But if you're, like you said, down 2 or 3 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns, it is a different game, and we've not been in that situation. We'll just have to see. But, you know, if there's a team that can respond and a group of veterans that we have that would be able to finish that, it's, I think, this team for sure.
Gene, are you going to be at the pep rally today?
I will be at the pep rally today. We'll be in Manhattan for the pep rally Thursday night and the tailgate on Friday. So looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
There's a pep rally today, folks, from 5 to 8 at Shields. Free hot dogs, Pepsi, the Gold Star Marching Band, who right now is discussing tickets to a game. You know, but the truth of the matter is it's a hot ticket to the game. Gene, it isn't all football. I realize there's a lot of things going on with Bison Athletics right now.
Yeah, there are. It's, you know, we're looking for a great fall, obviously. You know, soccer's already started. They went 1-1 this past weekend. We got volleyball on the road this weekend. The cross country starts. So we're back in full swing, and all of our athletes are ready to go. And it should be a fun year. I think, you know, in the excitement of football, sometimes we forget we have a lot of really good sports going on, a lot of good teams competing, and we should be a on winners just around the corner, hopefully not too soon. But I tell you what, one team you're going to want to pay attention to is Saul Phillips' basketball team, because they're going to be pretty good too.
I was really glad to see you sign Saul. That couldn't have been that hard of a decision, and you made it long-term.
No, absolutely. You know, he's proven that he can not only take a team and do an in-state tournament, but he can rebuild like he's done so far, and he's just a great coach and a good staff member. We're glad to sign him up for a few more years.
Absolutely. You bet. Good move on your part. Gene Taylor, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel. Talk to you later.
You bet. Gene Taylor, athletic director of NDSU. Folks, it's that time of year. It is. Everybody's thinking Bison football, and they've got people excited. Believe me, Scott Miller will be there. Phil Hansen will be there. Jeremy Jorgensen will be on that sideline, bringing it right to you. Right here from the Mighty 790 KFGO and that Bison Radio Network. So enjoy. I also want to let you know that for those of you who want to see it on our sister station as well, 101.9 Talk FM, they will be carrying these Bison football games as well. So good times. I'm going to be heading over to Shields, taking in part of that pep rally and seeing part of it. Amy, what do I got on today? Tell them, huh? What's that right
You've
there?
You've got your Bison colors on.
Did I go to NDSU?
No, you didn't. You went
to
UND.
That's right. And nobody's paying me. I just, you know, I want to see the Bison go down to K-State and win this football game. It's going to be tougher than people think, folks. It really is, but I hope they do well. All right. When we come back, your time for phone calls. And at the top of the hour, Bob Valu, chairman of the Democratic NPL Party, right after this.
KFGO.
Here's some names that I hope you know by now.